Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday. Coming to you live from the Hardee's at Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. A few minutes past 4 p.m. We're here until 6 p.m. At 5 p.m., we're going to play Battle of the Halfwits. Rach and Tony and Sue are going to be looking for a partner to play with them. So if you want to do that, get here in time to volunteer for that. Thanks to everyone who's been out here already. Rach is all emotional. It's really sweet.
I know. People are saying the nicest things.
Yeah.
We're so spoiled. We seriously have the best listeners ever. The fact that people are coming out and donating so much. They were saying somebody donated $100 just to get a beanie. The kind things people are coming up and saying, it just like blows my mind.
Babies love us.
Babies love us. I just got a text from Jessie. She said that we have raised $1,555 in the first
hour. Nice. Let's get to 3,000.
Really, really good.
I really depend on Rach to keep me from doing stupid things. I really wanted to wear that baby's
What was that?
Yeah, good question, Sue.
Yeah.
The baby's headband was not going to fit on you.
I wasn't going to put it on my head. So.
Okay.
The baby's wearing an adorable headband, and this is a direct quote from Dave Glover. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. She should let me wear the bow. That would be really cute.
Yeah, I heard it myself.
I stand by it.
It would be really cute if you wore the bow.
I completely. Have you ever seen me in a baby bow?
I have not. No. Maybe that would change everything.
Shut up until you see it.
Fair enough. It's adorable.
That would be really cute if you let me do that.
Thanks to Tony and Megan for not only bringing out more sliders, but they brought out the Southwest Chicken Taco. Is awesome. Very, very good.
Awesome.
The donuts that I made fun of Sue Thomas for, because I did not think that Hardee's did donuts, and here they are.
Aren't they amazing?
They're Fruit Loops.
Yes.
Fruit Loopy.
They taste exactly like a Fruit Loop, and as a Fruit Loop fan, these are...
Rachel's in love.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Can I have
an extra portion or two stored down by my purse.
They brought us four boxes, and two of them are in her purse. There's going to be a party tonight.
Listen, I can't go without them. The worst thing would be to get home tonight and not have these donuts, is all I'm saying. So I'm just looking out for myself.
You're going to go home and put the bow tie on Lucy?
Oh.
Guess what, honey?
About 8:30 tonight, she's just going to be sobbing, looking at empty boxes of donuts.
What did I do? What did I do?
No regrets.
I'm so ashamed of myself.
I ate every single one.
That's like, ma'am, you can't give cats Fruit Loop donuts.
But she loves them.
That's why she's sick. And she probably doesn't want to wear this bow tie either.
I stole food.
I'm not sure why the gentleman with you is wearing a baby's headband.
But he does not look cute, as he keeps assuring us.
No. Mm.
Chris Arps is here. Good to see you.
Oh, thank you.
Take it easy.
Yeah, Chris has put down some food in the 5 minutes. Well,
I'll tell you what.
Look at this.
Wow.
There you go. You're
these
back.
These sliders are better
steak-ums.
Than any steak.
He started saying steak.
Yes.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Rachel talked about how great the Dave Glover fans are.
Yeah.
What are the name of those fans?
I'm a Davey. I want to be first. And I want to be number one. 001.
Oh, boy.
Chris walked in. He was like, hey, I'm feeling Davies. Hey.
You know, since we've been watching these congressional hearings, can I do a point of order for a second?
No.
Please.
I'm going to gavel you out.
This Hardee's has special meaning for me.
Yeah?
When my friend Sherman Parker, he died at 37 about 10 years ago, when he ran for state rep, and I think part of the reason that he won is because from January to August, we walked doors every weekend. And this was the Hardee's that we met at every weekend from January until August. So
nice.
This has a special kind of significance for
really
me.
Really cool.
17 years ago.
The next three sliders you eat are for Sherman.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that.
This should happen sometime during this segment. So
probably less than that. They're good.
How about if we call him Davies? And it's all grown men wearing
babies'
headbands.
Bows. Yeah. Bows. Yeah. I like it.
They
I
just
like
show it. Up at events.
And they talk like babies.
They talk like babies.
I think you finally found your crowd.
I think we got it.
The Davies talk like babies.
That's a calendar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Now you got Susan.
That's going to be our special item we're selling next year. Now you got Operation Big Search.
It's going to be a way different crowd. Yeah.
Sue wasn't even paying attention until that.
Wow.
Men dressed as babies?
Pardon me. I'm looking for the calendar.
Next time you see Bobby Plager on TV, he's going to have a little bow in his hair.
I'm going to dress as Tarzan.
So did you watch today?
I did. Yeah. And, you know, I think Wednesday's hearing was characterized as he said, she said, and I heard it from a friend. And I think this hearing, we kind of watched a nationally televised EEOC complaint. Someone was complaining they were fired
That's
unjustly.
That's exactly right.
And I think the president, last time I checked in the Constitution, has the right to fire ambassadors, and they serve at his pleasure. So I think this is just another part of the whole distraction.
As a lawyer, one of the things that you learn, sometimes the hard way, is you have to connect it. You can have two things that are true.
Yeah.
And possibly Trump did all this, and possibly he got rid of her for bad reasons, but you got to make that connection. And the Dems just didn't do it.
They don't have made the connection. I think the main talking point or main soundbite that came out of this hearing is when the Republican counsel asked her, have you ever heard the President of the United States offer a bribe to anyone?
Yeah.
And she hesitated for about 3 seconds, and she just said no. And I'm like, case closed, right there. This is a fishing expedition.
Yeah. What are you laughing at, Tim?
Rachel just can't get out of the donuts. And she's in her own purse, like taking
them. Oh, God.
It's ugly.
It's pretty. You can eat these donuts and take those home, you know.
Here, take my others.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, now it's getting bad.
Sue gave them to me first. Now she's giving them to you.
Well, you've eaten half that stuff. That's true.
Will everyone here go buy a package of donuts and put them in Rachel's purse?
No, don't.
Let Are the greens live. Your favorite? You like the green the
I
best?
I like the blue the best.
Yeah.
They make good stuffing stuffers. What do you call them for Christmas?
Yes, stuffing stuffers.
What is it?
They're
what?
Great to stuff your turkey with at Thanksgiving.
Let me ask you this. How drunk are you?
What time is it?
Chris
She's a stocking stuffer.
Political analyst.
Steakums.
I tell you this, you make great stuffing stuffers.
I'm just intoxicated by all the 97.1 listeners here, and
all the
we've got sliders. I'm a Davy. It's just too much for me.
I liked that before he got here, the food was evenly distributed, and now it's
all the migrating.
They got little bitty burgers.
That's right.
They got little bitty donuts.
They look like a giant.
You know, they have like hangry. I'm food drunk.
Taco.
Okay.
You okay?
I am okay.
Okay.
Good company. It's Friday. Mm-hmm. I feel good here.
Yeah.
I'm a Davy.
Yeah.
It's a very good vibe here.
He's drinking.
At the Mid-Rivers Hardee's.
Rachel's got her back turned, trying to sneak donuts.
Rachel's eating them over a wastebasket.
I'm doing the thing where I put it in my palm and then pretend to yawn.
She's crushing them up and snorting them.
I can stop anytime I want. I just like Fruit Loops.
Oh, yeah, that's the good stuff.
I just like Fruit Loops, okay?
I have to go to the bathroom. So now what?
Don't get me in mid-chew again.
Stop eating on the radio.
Yeah, there's a way
There's
a way to avoid that.
Yes.
Yeah. No kidding.
I'm not a professional.
Obviously. I do have an impeachment question.
Sure.
Why do you think they chose the second day to use this witness? That it seems like a lot of momentum just screeched to a halt today.
Well, I think that
That's a good one. Here's a blue one.
Thanks.
Good question.
Ding, ding, ding.
Well, if you watch the hearing today, you know, this has gotten away from Ukrainian phone call. And now it's getting to President Trump intimidating witnesses and is bribing people. So I think the initial phone call and the whistleblower and the Ukraine call, I don't think that's working. So I think they are looking to try to get a specific impeachment charge of intimidating a witness. And the president gave it to him today.
Did you hear
with
what
the
Democrats did with the internal poll?
No.
They ran a questionnaire. They asked people what word sounds worse.
Focus group.
Yeah, with a focus group. They asked which word sounds worse. Quid pro quo, collusion, or one other word, and
And then the one that and bribery came back as the word that the focus group said sounds the worst. So now that's what they're using. Instead of using quid pro quo, they're going to use the word bribery over and over because this focus group said that the American people think that bribery sounds worse.
Yeah.
If that, I mean, I know politics is gross, but that is, I mean, that is taking it to, sounds to me like at a whole new level.
And it's just another problem for Democrats because first they said that the American public was so stupid that we believed Russian propaganda and voted for Donald Trump. And now they're saying that we're too stupid to understand what quid pro quo means.
Yeah.
So we have to have a focus group so that we can make them understand and try to get traction.
Worst? Yeah, bribery.
They think we're stupid.
Yeah.
You know?
And I've said, like I said this week, if I was one of the candidates, the Democratic candidates, I'd be personally insulted because the party, obviously, the Democratic Party, obviously does not think that they can beat Trump in an election. Because if you did think that, wouldn't you think that it would be putting a lot more of their strength behind some of these candidates?
I think that, and I also wouldn't think that you'd see the former governor of Massachusetts and Bloomberg getting into the Democratic race a month before the Iowa or a couple of months before the Iowa primary. It shows just how weak the field is.
Do you think this guy can make any impact?
I think he's got a road because if you see Buttigieg has been rising in Iowa because he's taking kind of the middle of the road
kind of
tact.
He's leading
because of that. And I think Deval Patrick has kind of portrayed himself as kind of a moderate. And also Bloomberg is kind of portrayed as a moderate. What the Democrats need this election to win is they need black people to come out en masse. You look at there were three or four states that Trump won, and the black turnout was down from like 15% to 12%. So that could be a lane for Deval Patrick is to gin up the black vote because the woman from California and Cory Booker just aren't doing it.
Yeah. Chris, you've been a part of a lot of campaigns, and you know what you got to do to get in and win, essentially. And Alvin Reed said something that I found extremely fascinating on the think tank yesterday. He believes that the person that's going to win the Democratic nomination is not even one of the people that we've seen on stage, that none of the people that are running now. He doesn't think any of those are going to end up being the Democratic nominee. Could you see that being a true statement? And if so, isn't it too late? I mean, it's not legally too late to get in, but don't you need to have the lead time already?
I mean, the only
could you see that happening? What Alvin said? I think that's fascinating.
I could see that happen, but the person that got in would have to be someone of such magnitude as like Michelle Obama,
yeah.
Or somebody that could instantly generate the crowds and could instantly raise the type of money. But someone else on the horizon, I don't see anybody with that type of star power besides or Oprah. those are the only two I can see.
You know why I don't think someone like Michelle Obama would do it is because for as weird as Donald Trump is, no one's going to improve on the numbers. Yep. And whoever it is that would win for the Democrats, the numbers are going to go worse.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone wants to be the person that comes in and takes the economy worse after Donald Trump.
Yeah. Look, Michelle Obama is enjoying a number one best-selling
You're
book.
Right.
They just bought a $10.5 million estate.
She's fine. They own Netflix.
They own Netflix. They've got Secret Service protection forever. Why in the world would you want to leave all that
for office? I don't think she's going to.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to at all. But I'm saying that if she did, she would probably win. But I do
She's the only one that could drum up what they need.
I do not believe that she will.
No, I don't either.
Not in a million years.
I don't either.
So, Sondland's next Wednesday. Do you have any idea? Are we looking at like 20 witnesses over 3 months, or?
Look, I think it's to the Democrats' advantage to try to get this over as quickly as possible. They said Thanksgiving or December. And also, too, you have Republicans like Mitch McConnell saying, yeah, you want a trial in the Senate?
We'll give you a
6-month trial during the Democratic nomination process.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The Democrats have really painted themselves into a box, coupled with this is really not gaining any traction and it's boring. So they're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. People seem to be making bad decisions. I mean, they really do.
Well, Dave, they're making bad decisions because there's a saying we used to say at UPS that when you got involved with someone in management, that you couldn't get it in your gut and make it emotional. And the Democrats have it's such weird angst. They have so well, yes, they don't.
Especially for UPS.
Yeah. Well, the well, you were dealing with Teamsters, but that's a whole nother.
Say it again. What was the saying you guys had?
When you got it in
don't,
your gut,
don't get
you got to get it
when
out.
You're, when you're dealing with folks, when you're in management, stuff. And you can't get emotional, you can't get in your gut because you make mistakes and they do decisions based on emotion. And that's
it's
what
hard
I
to put on the side of a truck.
Yeah, it's a long poster.
But that's what I see the Democrats are doing with this Mueller report and with this latest thing. They want to get him so badly that it's like if you're going to get him, you got to come with more than this.
Yeah.
Take your time. Gather up
it's
something
all
credible.
It's all emotion.
It's all emotion. And that's why every time they put these charges against the president, it's all falling apart because it's all based on emotion. There's no substance there. But because they're so blinded by emotion, they can't see it. They think they've got the goods when everyone else is like, there's nothing here.
And like Tony said in the beginning, and I agree with this, pretty much people have picked sides. Yeah. And it's a Rorschach. And so if you already hate the president and you think he's a monster and a criminal – of course, you see, like, this lady today, very nice lady, done a lot for the country, and she was wronged, and you're like, girl, see what I mean? Yeah. But there's not really...
Yeah. But I just, the other side looks at it and says,
come on.
Yeah, he didn't do anything wrong. Yeah.
And I think fundamentally Americans are fair. And, I mean, you don't have to be a political science person or follow politics as closely as I do. But... we have another election in less than a year, and you're talking about removing the president because of a phone call. I mean, people see the naked partisanship.
And that's
of
like
that.
What I said. They must not think they can beat him in an election.
Yeah, they're broadcasting that to me.
I like how you have cheese. Stuck to your
she's driving me nuts. I had to get it.
Did you want to eat it?
No.
No,
I didn't want to eat the cheese from your
phone. What if it were a donut?
She's eating 3 dozen donuts.
Then would you eat it?
Get that away from me.
She's gonna eat it when we go on break.
Right. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, don't throw it away.
I was listening to Annie's show, sitting out there waiting, and she was the story with Gabe. That who are the two black ladies that love Trump?
Diamond and Silk.
And then Soledad O'Brien, who I guess is either black or mixed race or something, called them a minstrel show.
Oh jeez.
And it just really like
wow.
Yeah. Like that is.
Well, in full disclosure, I have to say that I am not huge fans of Diamond and Silk. I think they serve a purpose for the president. I think there are some members of the African-American community that they appeal to. But
however, the point being, if a conservative pundit, Soledad O'Brien is a very liberal pundit. Yeah. If a conservative pundit, especially a white person, were to say that a Democratic... people who are famous for their support of the Democratic Party used that terminology, their career would be over. Soledad O'Brien's career is not going to be over.
Is that a flip test?
That's a flip test, baby. That's exactly
a big-time flip test.
That is a big-time flip test.
Nah, I agree. I agree.
What's on the weekend report tomorrow?
Grover Norquist.
Grover Norquist. Americans for tax reform.
Mm-hmm. Going to be looking forward to that. We'll obviously...
I would love it if instead of Grover Norquist, it was Grover from Sesame Street.
It might be.
That's Cookie Monster. Oh, do they talk the same?
It's more like...
oh, boy.
That's right.
Help me.
I've always got Grover and Cookie Monster confused.
All right, we need to take a break so Chris can eat.
Yeah. Brought to you by Dripping Springs Vodka. Brown sugar bourbon.
I like that. Dripping Springs. I
love
like
it.
That.
God. Yeah. My first Davey, and he's wasted. quick break. Right back. Coming out to Hardee's at Mid Rivers Mall and say hello to us and give us some money for Operation Food Search and get the new DGS hat for Christmas. Be right back.
Dave's pit taking a real quick picture, but you're listening to the Dave Barber Show. I keep trying to say FM News Talk. 97.1 FM Talk. We are out at the Hardee's.
Dave's taking a picture. Chris and I are trying to eat.
Exactly.
Mid-Rivers Mall Drive.
Our priorities together.
Uh-huh.
Lots of people out here. It's very fun.
Oh, it's great. Yes. So we had a goal of $3,000 for the show today, and I want to announce that we just hit it. Halfway through the show, so that's fantastic. Thanks to everyone, but especially to Norval Grading and Excavating, N-O-R-V-E-L, right here in Mid Rivers Mall. Just handed me a check for $1,000.
Yeah.
Wow. Fantastic.
That's great. I mean, it's probably going to bounce, but... No, that's really, really nice of them.
Fantastic.
They were out here last year, too. So,
awesome. Thank you.
So, it's made out to Nick Glover. Well, that doesn't seem right at all.
I turned Operation Food Search into Nick Glover. So, yeah. We're having donuts tonight,
How did that happen?
Yeah, isn't that great? So we want to get
that is really cool.
We want to get 10 grand by next week, first week, and that will be all the Hardys. And as I keep saying, checks like this, fantastic. I'll take all the $1,000 checks you'll give me. But the way we're going to get to 100,000 is $1 at a time in the drive-thrus, at the counters, $5, $10. I have no problem with you giving a dollar. I have no problem with you giving me a $20 bill for the hats. But it's really nice when people give more. Mm-hmm. We had a couple of people give $100 bills for the hats. So nice. Every penny goes to Operation Food Surge. Last year, we fed 2,500 people for a month. And had enough money come in that they added a whole school for the backpack program, 350 kids, which is bittersweet because that means that there were 350 kids at a school that were not going to get proper nutrition over the weekend.
Yep.
Because they have supplemented food at the schools, which I think is great. But when they go home, they would lose weight. Because they just weren't eating.
Right.
And so they give them enough food for them and their fellow siblings. And you guys were able to do that for 350 kids.
Unbelievable.
If we can get to $100,000, which I know we can, that'll be $1 million worth of food.
Worth of food.
Yeah.
That is. And it all stays
local
in the area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is so great.
And the reason we're starting early this year is so that the money we bring in before Thanksgiving can get to families by Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be great.
Yep. Yep. Totally agree.
Is there any food left? Arps?
Oh, there's plenty of food.
Chris has 17 tacos in front
yeah.
of him.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I love the first thing he said when he sat down, not ironically, was, I'm watching my carbs. And then proceeded to eat 8 burgers and 3 tacos.
Well, they're little burgers.
Yeah.
They're little sliders.
There's no carbs in those.
Yeah, they're the tiny ones.
Right? Yeah.
I'm hungry drunk.
Hey, I have a...
I'm hungry drunk.
I'm have not a, sure what that means.
Another 3D printer story.
Okay.
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah. And which is... It's you, right, Rach, that is...
I'm convinced that it's witchcraft, but I mean, there's no way I could ever understand how this works. I'm just not smart enough.
How about this? Mm-hmm. The money we bring in for Operation Food Search.
We buy a 3D printer.
Instead of giving it to the kids.
Yes.
We buy our own 3D printer.
With a DGS logo on
it. And we just
it.
Print stuff.
Yeah.
Hardee's would be fine with that, right?
Yeah, yeah, right.
We'd print stuff for the. We'd print stuff for you.
The Dave Glover Show.
Like, look,
show.
Making it to Taco.
Yeah, the Dave Glover Show 3D printer. It's all your donuts. A bionic hand was produced with a 3D printer in just 10 hours. A team of designers and engineers printed a made-to-measure bionic hand in just 10 hours. I can actually get you a picture
out
of it.
Out of what?
How? Yes. What do you put in it? I don't understand
yeah,
that.
Yeah, what? That's do a you, great yeah. question. Do Real you, printers use ink. What do you put in a 3D yes. printer? Atoms?
Hands?
Organic matter.
What does that mean?
I'm gonna I don't
think
get it.
Like chisel. You put something in and like kind of chisels it out, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, yeah.
Like, out of what?
I've seen them put. Well, I've seen them put like the goop that makes something like out of this rubbery plastic thing.
Mm-mm.
But how do you
10
have
hours.
Moving parts in
10
the-
hours made to fit? So this. Yeah. I mean, if they can make that in 10 hours, imagine what they can do for. I mean, for everybody that needs. A
Steve Austin's
like that.
Was a little more realistic.
It was a show. We're sitting.
Wait.
Sorry.
He fought the Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. These doctors made a bionic hand in 10 hours and it's not good enough for you?
I'm just saying that Steve Austin's looking
because
more real.
Because a television show in the 70s had a better one?
Yes.
Since she started dating Plager, her standards
are
so much higher.
She's like, I don't even
everybody.
Need this job anymore.
Oh,
I just
gosh.
Rip everybody and... Bobby Bear's got me covered.
Last night she did the traffic and all she said was, who cares?
Yeah. Bob can make bionic hands.
Oh. Right.
Can I share something with you guys?
Mm-hmm. Is it about donuts?
No.
Is
normally,
it about 3D printers?
Unfortunately, no. Normally at this time we're talking to Dave Murray, but he's not on today. Mm-hmm. But I swear I keep hearing him like clearing his throat. Yeah, like I keep thinking like, is he there?
That's Chris chewing.
No. I don't know.
Or drinking.
Just so used to having Dave on.
Yeah.
The Trump impeachment, not the only one going to be on television. Did you see FX is going to play? They're adding the Bill Clinton impeachment. It's going to be featured on their American Crime Story series.
Yes, I cannot wait for this.
Is this the one that Lewinsky is helping produce?
Yes.
I thought of Rachel when I thought maybe OJ might get bumped off the throne.
This is going to be intense.
Clive Owen is playing Bill Clinton. And they're going to go through, they say, like by the books, like exactly what happened.
So no embellishment.
No embellishment. They're gonna. That's what they say. But you know, obviously, it's entertainment. It's a television show. But yeah, it's called Impeachment: American Crime Story. Going to follow the scandal between Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. Going to be on FX.
So I am so excited.
This impeachment fever, everybody's taking advantage of it. And yeah. We'll have another impeachment to watch.
You know, my wife and I, one of our hobbies is we go to presidential museums. Mm-hmm. And so each museum has a replica of the Oval Office.
And you guys roll.
No, well, we went to the Clinton, William J. Clinton library in Arkansas.
This is about to get really
dirty. No, and so...
That's what happens when you marry Chris Harp.
Well, and at this particular
Lucky
library,
lady.
they would not let
Guess
you...
Guess what, honey?
They wouldn't let you go into the library and take pictures because a few years before, someone tried to reenact the Monica Lewinsky Clinton thing.
Oh, wow.
And so
no.
That kind of messed it up for everyone, and they wouldn't let you go in there anymore. Can you believe someone would...
Why do you make these things up?
I cannot even make this
up. Do you only do this when you're drunk?
Guess
this
what, honey? This year we're going to Benjamin Harrison.
Hey, we did go to FDR's museum a couple months ago. Nice. But anyway, someone tried to reenact the Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton thing in the William J. Clinton Library.
That's delightful.
So he doesn't want to hear it.
No,
I'm excited for this. American Crime Story rocks. The OJ series was great. Then they did the assassination of Gianni Versace, which was incredible. So I cannot wait for this to come out.
You guys care about Elton John coming back for a second farewell tour?
No.
Not just a second farewell tour in the cut, like a second farewell show in St. Louis.
Yeah.
He's Part already two. Done his farewell show. So all the people that bought all those tickets thinking, oh,
this
I want to make
it.
Sure that I see Elton John's last show in St. Louis, now either have to come to terms with the fact that they did not see his last show or have to go out and buy tickets again because he is coming back to town in the extended farewell Yellow Brick Road show next summer.
It's like when someone says they're leaving the party and then you see him an hour and a half later and you're like, all right, I'm taking off.
Boy, I can just milk this for some more money.
Right. Mm-hmm. Got time for another one?
Man, you can't trust Elton John.
We do. We got time.
Scientists may have finally figured out why we get the hiccups.
Why?
We got an update. Oh. Update.
Uh-oh. This just
we're down to 10 hats.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Gotcha. Scientists may have finally figured out why. We need a board. We need to Ed McMahon.
Yeah.
Like, go to the board, Ed, what do you got? And then the numbers all
We'll do that for our last show.
Yeah, I like it.
Do that for our last show.
We can 3D print a board like that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We can do anything now.
Scientists at University College London just finished a study. They may have finally figured out why we get hiccups. They found that when newborn babies get the hiccups, it triggers a huge wave of brain signals, and they teach the baby's brains how to regulate breathing. And as we grow up, the hiccups stick with us, even though they don't serve a purpose anymore. The researchers say they are, quote, a hangover from early periods of our life that persists into later life. So they help us when we're babies. Hiccups help us when we're babies.
Learn how to breathe.
And then we're just stuck with them forever.
Well, that's weird.
I don't buy that.
What are you looking at?
Nothing.
She's eyeballing the donuts.
I know.
No, I'm not.
She's looking at
she
her.
She keeps looking down
looking
at him
the clock.
I'm looking
she's
at
like,
the clock.
She's like, we break in a minute. Just hold on. Just hold.
I'll be right with you, Mr. Blue Donut.
Just hold on.
You don't go anywhere.
90 more seconds.
I'm going to name you Bobby.
You can get there, Rachel. You can get
there.
Because
you're a blue.
Oh,
so now we geez. Both like Bobby Flager.
Yeah.
This is going
and
off
donuts.
The rails.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to break.
Yeah.
Wait. Ten hats left.
Ten hats left. If you're in the area, just come by and get one because these are limited edition hats, you guys.
Yeah.
You can't just show up and get these at any point. You can only get them while we're at Hardee's, and we're only here for like another hour, so come see us.
That's right.
Quick break.
Welcome back to the Dave Glover Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Christmas is our chance. The week of takes over
exactly.
The DGS.
Oh, they're back.
Oh.
Darn.
The weekend report was
trying
to take
over. Go ahead.
Oh,
You're fine.
It's time for the Weird News Challenge. No. All right.
No. One of my favorite things just happened.
Yeah, what's that?
We had a very nice lady walk up and said to Rachel, I just want you to close your eyes and smell this.
I know.
It's like, let's get this going.
This is getting weird, and I'm digging it.
You know the ARPs would have jumped in on that? You think they're really going to presidential libraries?
No,
this is just like what happened to the Thomas Jefferson Library.
I think you're calling us nerds if I didn't know any better.
I'm calling you swingers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's all
that's
code,
a weird
Chris.
Swinging.
Nerd swingers.
Okay, but got it.
No, Julie was awesome, and she brought me those wax melts that you can use.
I don't know these.
You can use them in place of a candle if you don't want to leave a candle burn. All women know what this is.
Yeah,
Sue
I have one.
Is.
I should have snagged
it's like a wax burner or a wax melter. I don't have one, but my mom has one. Oh, I should have taken it and burned it at my mom's
house. And they're Fruit Loops?
They smelled exactly like Fruit Loops.
Yum.
And I dumped one of your boxes on the floor.
Dude.
Oh, guys. Oh.
In the middle of traffic, Dave was rifling through the donuts and knocked them all onto the ground. Did you eat them?
I bet they have more.
Here's some more. Here's another box.
Okay, thank you. Sue.
Yeah, everything's fine.
So did he get them out? Did he take them out of your purse?
They were sitting next to my purse.
Oh, we need to get them in the purse or in the car.
Hey, physical comedy comes at a price.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
This Hardee's alone did $238 in stickers today.
Woo!
And they've done $529 since Monday.
Awesome.
Multiplied out by all the Hardee's. So I think we're gonna get to 10,000. I really do.
That's awesome.
I think so,
it's awesome.
Too.
We're already at 3,000 right here.
Fantastic.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Rachel, want to do headlines?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks, and the big headline at Schnucks this week. Save time at the deli counter by ordering your meats and cheeses ahead of time on the Schnucks Rewards app. Download it today.
The big headline at Schnucks is Hardee's has donuts that taste like Fruit Loops.
You think they have a deal at Fruit Loops, or are they just heading for a lawsuit?
No, they've got to have a deal.
No, these are like the Fruit Loops
way Megan
donuts.
Just looked, they don't know.
Yeah. She's like, cut it out, Dave.
Ixnay on the Oot Fruit Loops.
If you guys could just say Fruity Loopies instead of Fruit Loops, that would legally help us a lot.
Toucan Sam is going to be showing up in court with his suit on.
Hardee's has one that's slightly different.
Yeah.
He has a lazy eye.
Similar to, but legally distinct from.
We want to introduce you to Toucan Pam.
She loves Fruity Loopies. She'll do anything.
It's time to eat some fruit circles.
Let's keep it a little light. We've been talking about impeachment and stuff, and that's been fun, but let's keep these headlines light. Do you guys know who this year's People's Sexiest Man Alive is?
I do. John Legend.
John Legend. Is anyone else surprised by that?
Yes.
Me.
He was kind of an odd choice. Becky's shaking her head. Weird choice for me. I just don't think of him as like the all-time sexiest man.
He's but, not bad.
But exactly. It's like, it's he's not, handsome. Yes.
I think he's the opinion, you know, masculine, toxic masculinity is the term phrase now. So he's not the most masculine man. I'm not saying he's gay or anything. So I think he fits.
Oh, baby.
What? Whoa.
Woo. So
I'm
not saying he's
that.
That
him I'm, off I'm, on sliders.
But just left.
I think he fits the mold of what the,
oh, I see what
of what the
so
culture
you think they're
is.
Trying to reconfigure the sexiest
yes,
man
yes,
alive.
That,
sounds like Chris.
That the Marlboro man is no longer the epitome of male sexuality. Now it's kind of a softer man.
Maybe that's why you didn't win.
Yeah.
That's probably
you're the epitome.
That's the reason.
He is well-dressed.
Oh, he dresses
great. Maybe that's
he's handsome.
Yeah.
Well, and don't you think
not saying he's gay or anything.
Don't you think that Chrissy Teigen's popularity in the year that
absolutely.
She had has a whole lot to do with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I also find it a little weird that they're still doing the sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a little anachronistic.
Do they do the sexiest woman alive, or is that sexist?
No, that's sexist,
they
I
don't.
Think.
Did they stop that?
We just have Miss America, et cetera.
Here's a story out of Indiana. Three Indiana judges were suspended after a night of drinking turned into a White Castle brawl. That's the kind of thing that would never happen at Hardee's.
No.
That's the kind I would never kick those judges
off
the bench.
So these judges were out drinking. They tried to go to a strip club at 3 o'clock in the morning, but the strip
what
club...
stopped them?
The strip club was closed,
there's
and they walked
answer.
To a nearby a White Castle.
That is a terrible strip club. 3 a.m. is
that's when things
like
start to
hour.
Get going. Right. When they were standing outside the White Castle parking lot, two men drove by and shouted something at the three judges out of the window of their vehicle. This started a brawl. went to jail. It was a whole thing. They're being punished.
If the strip club would have been open, that would have meant that the guy that makes burgers right out there in the parking lot would have been there, and they wouldn't have had to go to
absolutely
see? White Castles.
Apple is banning vaping-related apps amid this outbreak of vaping illnesses and deaths.
What's a vaping app?
I don't even know. Maybe you like log every time you vape. I have no clue. But Apple is banning them.
Sounds like Apple's just trying to get a headline.
Months after the fact.
Yeah.
I'm sure that will stop people from vaping. You know, I wanted to vape, but I checked my app and I was locked out of it, so I'm just not going to do it anymore.
I don't have an Apple phone. I'm going to see if I can find a vaping
app.
And see exactly what that
is. See what it does.
Yeah.
This will be my final story here. Stories like this just make me kind of depressed. I mean, good for this kid, but it just makes me feel so inferior. A 9-year-old child is going to graduate with a bachelor's degree. He's 9 years old. He's getting a degree in electrical engineering.
Oh, my.
He's going to go on to get his master's, and he might study a little bit of medicine. He's from Belgium. Some little Belgium genius is making me feel bad about myself.
He's going to get his ass whipped.
Yeah.
By me.
If you ever come across him.
Yeah. You better stay away.
So there's a vape simulator.
Oh, ooh.
Oh, so you pretend
prank
to vape?
Yeah. There's a vaping game.
Ooh,
that sounds
like a terrible
fun
game.
Yeah. Something called Vape Geek. Hmm. I'll download a few.
All right.
Anything download the simulator and let's
anything
see what
for
it
swingers.
Up.
Chris, you got one?
No. I don't vape.
Chris's face is
what? Did I say something?
But you swing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's like we open on the Abraham Lincoln presidential museum.
Man, the vape simulator wants access to my camera and
give it
a device ID and call information.
Do it.
I did.
And right, you wonder how you get your identity stolen
right
all the time.
I mean,
Tony's like, you need my social? Okay.
You can't steal my identity anymore.
No.
All right, let's take a break. Anyone here wants to play Halfwits? Come to one of my three contestants here and partner up, and we'll get you on the air. Quick break, right back, DGS.
Mm-hmm. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.